Hello and welcome to the EV Cafe Takeaway Podcast, a podcast focused on a zero emission future. Hang on to your hats, people, because this is already getting a little bit. Anyway, we'll just move straight into it because that is the best thing. So I'm joined today by Nico and Alex from Avaloo. Now, these are two wonderful people. Nico is the founder, and according to Nico, Alex is the employee. So anyway, we'll come on to that in a few minutes. But John, I'm joined by the lovely John Curtis. John, there's a really good story in here, but I'm worried about keeping on track, but we'll see. We'll give it our best shot.
Well, we've worked with Avaloo for a little while, and we know that they are left brain and right brain thinkers at the same time. There's a very serious side to what they do, and there's absolute mayhem that goes on in their minds as their sense of humour takes over and they just become unruly children. It's quite wonderful. Hang on to your hats. This is going to be good.
Indeed. So without further ado, Nico, you've got to live up to this introduction that we've given you. Nico, welcome. Founder, I'm actually not sure what your current role is. CEO of Avaloo, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. Research.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And Alex, welcome to you.
Employee.
And employee.
Yes.
And responsible for the UK market and some other countries.
Excellent. Well, Nico, listen, I want to get into like the journey in a little in due course, but for everybody listening, give people a flavour of what Avaloo is today. What is doing for the electric vehicle market today?
Well, Avaloo, I would say, is the company you should go for if you have to test the battery in an electric vehicle. We are doing really deep analysis down to cell level. So, and also the best, most accurate SOH, so the state of health. The state of health is determining the range you can afford with the vehicle when it's older in comparison to the range that you had when it was new.
Perfect.
Let me pick that up, Nico. So there'll be people who are not massively familiar with the battery state of health. We get all sorts of different listeners. Many people know it inside out. But for those who don't, when you buy a battery electric vehicle, you are not sure of just how well all of the cells are performing and how far you'll be able to go in an electric vehicle. And what Avaloo are able to do is plug in an OBD reader, which sucks all of the information from within the vehicle into this reader, then into your systems, and is able to tell in minute detail the state of health of that battery, which means that they can buy that vehicle with absolute certainty that that battery will do the job that they expect it to. And more than that, you guarantee that that state of health is right at the time they buy the vehicle.
Exactly. You described it perfectly, yeah? And we have, therefore, we said it's very accurate, the SOH. That's very important because a difference of just 3-4% of SOH of the state of health could, of course, affect the price you can get for the vehicle if you sell it, but also will affect the price when you want to buy it. Yeah.
And your business is operating across a huge amount of the UK market in testing those second hand or used vehicles going through auction houses and dealers. And I've even seen independents now offering the Avaloo equipment and service. You are doing phenomenally well. How did you come up with this brainwave that we needed this kit and then turned it into a reality?
That was really a good thing. My very best friend and also co-founder Wolfgang had the idea. And 9 years ago, he asked me when we were mountain biking or so, Nico, do you want to work with me and we can invent such a state of health test because electric vehicle will become all over the world the new vehicle. And I said, well, let's try that out. And we really drove around with notebooks, testing and reading out data, analyzing the data and making calculations for just nearly 1 year, I assume, roundabout. And after 1 year, then we have seen, we did our first pitches on stages out there. And then we recognized that there's really a big interest out there. And yeah, and the interest was gaining. And therefore we founded a company. It was 8 years ago. Get our first employee 7.5 years about roundabout. That was the reverse engineering. That was the guy that tries to talk the languages. I call it languages, the different protocols. We are getting the data from the OBD port. And he was implementing that together with us. And then we set up, like you explained, also, and we built up and developed Avilo Box, a very high performance data grabber, I would call it, with a very good high performance functioning, and sending all the data to our cloud. And there the data are computed by high performance algorithms. And then out of that, the very accurate SOHs, independent SOHs calculated. Aside of that, we are also doing like anomaly checks. So we are also detecting problems within the battery compartment. And we also showing that in a very transparent way to the buyer or seller, or also garages. So our certificate, as well as the Avilo Box as our system, is very helpful also for garages. We help them as well. We have also some OEMs also as our customers, so they also like our solution because it's bringing a big help to the people out there, yeah, as well as in the garages.
And it is that help that really is fabulous. So just, Nico, you might not know this, Alex does know this. So I have set up a small, very small at the moment, used electric van business. And I am going to be using the Avilo check to check the vehicles that I'm going to sell, because you have a lovely certificate. It really gets into the detail that I need to be able to provide my customers confidence as they approach us. And so for me, you know, there's lots of stuff going on in the background of electric vans. But and one of the things that isn't happening, as people seem to think it is that we're losing lots of percentage in state of health terms. They're not degrading anything like as much as we thought. And we need to be able to surface that confidence. Is that something that you provide in terms of that data analysis over a longer period of time? You know, lots and lots of different vehicles. What have you learned about the batteries that are in the vehicles so far?
Well, the major takeaway is, and Alexander knows that also from my trainings I gave to him, is that the average aging is quite fine on electric vehicle batteries, yeah, on the battery electric vehicles, so on the pure battery electric vehicles. But the variation is quite high. So, and the variation, like with a human being, on a technical side, if you treat the battery very bad, so that means, for example, you charge it up to 100%, leave it every night there, then the aging is very fast. If you drive like crazy, really like crazy, then you are putting on the battery much more cycles than if you are driving slowly or smoother. Also, the preheating function is nice. We know that in Austria, for example, if you want to defrost the car in the morning, or we want to melt away the snow in the morning, that's a nice function. But these are additional cycles that you apply to the battery, and this is aging the battery. And there are many other things that let age the battery. So the user and the consumer he's responsible, or it's in your hand and in their hand to keep the battery in a good mood or to let it age quite fast. That's the point. So, and that's the variation. And the variation is the point where you still have to test the vehicle. On average, it's fine. But if you are the consumer, you want to buy in a second use vehicle, then you should check that before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it's that variance that we can't see from the surface, because, you know, lots of vehicles that have done many, many miles up and down the motorway, you wouldn't see all of that. So it's great that this tool is gone.
Exactly. We're also saying mileage is no longer equivalent to the SOH, or like it was with a gas and combustion engine car. the mileage is totally different. So we did some studies. They are online. You can go there. There's one study, for example, the variation, the variance of kilowatt hours per 100 kilometers, so the consumption, over the whole lifetime of Model 3, it was the case of 600 Model 3s. And the variation was factor 2. So the variation was from 60 kilowatt hours per 100 kilometers up to 31 kilowatt hours per 100 kilometers. That was the variation in the field out there. So the 31 kilowatt hours per 100 kilometers, that's where guys, we called them also, driving like crazy in on German highways. You can drive 200 kilometers per hour. It's not a problem. It's easy. Then preheating the cabin and as well all the things. And that's what brings more cyclists to the battery. And the other one was driving very smoothly, never heating up the car before. And that's what makes the difference.
Wow. So many different variances. So, but in all of this, the name Avalu. So in the UK, the loo is a toilet, but this is definitely not toilet. This is very good.
That's the opposite, so, I would say.
Exactly.
That's the best.
Where does the name come from? And was this just something that you thought of coming down the mountain, or what was it?
No, that was artificial generated. So we asked a website provider to generate a name that is very on the top of the alphabet. So starting with A. We wanted to have a domain that is available all over the world in every different countries. And that was the generator. So the generator was not, I assume, AI connected. So at that time, it was 9 years ago. So the generator didn't tell us that. Yeah, but it's a funny thing. And I think it's, yeah.
It works, we call it, though,
pronouncing
it?
Is Avilo, not Avilo.
Yeah, therefore.
Avilo.
Yeah, Avilo, of course, yeah.
and Alex, as you've popped in there, what drew you to working with Avalu? Why Avalu? What drew you to being a part of this motley crew?
Well, I had a long journey in Asia. Was very impressed about BYD, how they changed the Chinese market already so many years ago. And we decided to go back to Austria, and then I found this company and look into it. I see they do real stuff, they do real diagnostic. And first impression when I had my interview, Nico brought me down to the laboratory where we see all the battery packs, what they are testing, also without the BMS. It's a huge, it's almost 300 square meter. And different manufacturer battery. I was very impressed. And then I said, I would happy to join and thank for being a part of the team to help you grow in the UK, Benelux market, and now also the Asian market.
If you operate a fleet of cars or vans, you'll know electric is the future. Transitioning to EVs can appear daunting, but with Europe Car, it's effortless. Our long-term EV rentals eliminate the upfront costs, contract commitments, and uncertainty. Instead, you'll get total flexibility, a wide choice of cars and vans, and Europe Car's expert support. So, make the switch without the stress and experience Europe Karma. Search Europe Car Business.
Alex, it's fair to say that there are other competitor products in the marketplace who claim to be able to show the state of health of a battery, but they are not all the same as Avalo's software. Can you explain the difference? Because Avalo is way up here when others maybe aren't quite as comprehensive as you are. Tell us why Avalo rather than another competitor software.
Yes, let's start with a quick story. I was on a congress last week in one country, and a reseller of a non-diagnostic value so like a readout, who was asking me, can we also provide your product because we want to start this diagnostic? So, and therefore, there's no competitor in the market with this handy tool what we have. So the other who are claiming to do diagnostic, they're just doing a readout value. When we're looking in diagnostic, we have to compare our product with this big equipment. So the big workshop tools, EV battery specialists, so where they can assess maybe 8 cars a day. So we need then this big equipment, what's very expensive. And therefore, with our solution, we make it quick and deliver the result. So therefore, all these shiny stones are in the market, and I see a lot of in the UK, for example. They are claiming this, but they are not doing any diagnostic. And they don't have the experience of, for example, our founder, Nico Meyerhofer, since many years. And they also don't have the data, but we are real collecting. So it's not like we're putting something in AI and saying, oh, this could be, and this is fine, and grabbing data out of the internet. So no, it's yes, a technical team who are doing real analysis on bed to get then the result what we produce for the client that they can trust and that we can also issue a warranty on our product, so for the customer. And by the way, the warranty will launch in 1st of July in the UK for each certificate.
And Nico, I guess you can save money now because you've provided Alex with such a comprehensive range of products that the sales job is very, very easy. He doesn't have hard work to do at all. So you could reduce his pay.
Yes. That's what you call me employee.
It's a good point. Hey. I think we have to discuss it with the HR team later on.
No, he's doing No, Alexander is doing perfect job and it's really funny. So what he didn't mention before, I think we had soon after he was beginning in our company, let's call it training. We were together at a big show in UK, and it was one of the best days in that month because we had a very good time on stage together. Yeah, to talk to the people. And what I have to add is the diagnostic, and that I would focus on that. So we are really doing diagnostic. So that's, I always compared it to medical, to human being. If you take the blood pressure measurement equipment from the bed table, from the side table, from the bed table, from the grandma, it's not calibrated. It's very old. Maybe the batteries are dead. You measure your pressure by yourself, and then it's wrong. And you say, "Well, no, it's good. It's okay. I'm happy. I'm good." And that's what I compare readout. So you read out a value from whatever manufacturer, not standardized produced, not standardized calculated. And that's one point. And therefore, we do not say it's not okay if you say diagnostic or test to that. It's just a readout. And therefore, Alexander mentioned it already, the competitors we have, like a diagnostic company, are really workshops, good workshops. I would call them the EV clinics from Europe or from all over the world, or I would call it a very deep detailed analysis you can do with an OEM tester where you put the car over the night there and run some tests. And this is what Abilo brings into the world, a faster, quicker test that the flash test is, which lasts 3 minutes. We are gathering up to, we calculated last time, up to 50,000 samples of data. And out of that, using big data, many algorithms, we calculate a very accurate SOH. And out of that knowledge, we are able to offer also a warranty. Because, of course, we need to find out all the variances, the bad batteries, or the batteries that has to be repaired. And the people out there, they shouldn't be afraid. Oh, it's a low SOH. Well, yeah, but then bring it to the manufacturer. Normally, it's a guarantee repair. But somebody has to bring that up, that point. And we are the point. We make it transparent. And you don't have to be afraid. And if you're selling vans, no problem. Do the test when you buy in the cars. Not an issue. And you see something. Maybe you get a cheaper price because you're afterwards going to the dealer, let the car be repaired for free by guarantee. And then you sell it. Yeah. Mm.
It's brilliant. And this is really giving a solution to the market. But So for me, as I look, because you and your co-founder sort of came up with this idea 8 or 9 years ago, but what was attractive to you? Where did all of this begin for you? This, I mean, electric vehicles, where did this all begin?
Well, it began, I'm now 50 years old, and maybe we can show the picture. Yes, yes, I am. No, it began with when I was 12 years old. I started really from scratch. I built up my first EV bike or electric bike, yeah. And it was really made of scratch.
12?
Yeah, 12 years. So it was 87. In year 87, wow. It was already. And I would say at that time, it began to be fond of technique, of electronic, electric. And with 19 years or so, I started to building up and developing battery management systems as well as the algorithms and so on. So I grew up with the technique from lead acid, nickel cadmium, nickel metal hybrid, up to lithium iron phosphate, NMC battery cells, so everything. So, and that's also the difference. Our company was built up from people that are really battery engineers, battery technical specialists, also as well as data scientists, because that's very important to know what data you have. And that's also a big difference. Yeah, and of course, we are still a young company, although I'm very old, a young company with now more than 100 people that are working. And I think more than half are technicians in our company, building the fabulous algorithms, building them up, and also the using the big data all the days. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that like blows me away, because there's not many people in the world that really took this on back in, 1987. I was just out of school. I am a little bit older than you. So I was, I
51, maybe. 51, yeah.
Yeah. In 1987, I was getting into a lot of trouble, but we won't go into that at this point. Back in the day, I was not thinking about this amazing future. And it seems that, like, even back then, you had a really clear vision for the future and where it was going to go.
With 12 years, I had other things in my head, so I was just building an e-bike. And I didn't have the vision with 12 years. No. When we were 40 years old, my colleague, my very best friend, asked me, Nico, can we build it up? Can you build it up? Can you calculate an SOH? And that was his question. Yeah. And I answered it, well, it might be quite complicated. Yeah. And it was also before at General Motors, so it was right after General Motors. And then I thought, well, we had some good connections to the OEMs and to all the vehicles and cars, and yeah, we like cars, of course, and driving cars, and yeah, electric vehicles are like okay priced sportive cars if you buy the right vehicle. So it's really funny, yeah, to drive those cars.
Yeah,
already 8 years ago it was very funny, yeah, what we had. Yeah, it's,
well, yeah, with Tesla and certainly Tesla were really changing the market.
Even BMW i3, we had BMW i3, e-Golf, they were accelerating like crazy at that time, of course, in comparison to a normal Golf or a normal vehicle. Yeah.
And where do you see the future going? Because you seem quite visionary. You seem somebody that can see a long way into the future. Where do you see it all going?
I would say, I'm really saying that the electric vehicles, the pure electric vehicles, they will have definitely a big place in the future, or they already have. In the market out there, there will be much more electric vehicles, but I will also say that the combustion engine vehicles will also stay there. I don't know on which percentage. I would guess 20%, 15%, depending also on the country. So we are traveling around, Alexander and me, all over the world, and it makes sense in some countries, especially countries where you have minus 40 degrees, where really the combustion engine car is running 24 hours all the day. You can select. You can take a battery electrified vehicle, a heated garage up to 20 degrees or 15, then you can use it there, or you take a combustion engine car. Yeah, but it's like we will see. But I would say 10% the combustion engine will stay here, 10 to 20%, depending on the country.
Amazing,
Nico. Do you see yourself as successful? Have you been Have you achieved more than you thought you would, or are you on plan? You always knew you were going to be a superstar.
Well, when we were founding the company, we always talked about, yeah, one day we want to be a millionaire and that's it and so on. And now we have to say we already sold 1 million of tests, which is really great. So I would really say, yeah, we really have fulfilled our goals, our dreams at that time, because we are doing tests, really a lot of tests, very deep depth of testing is also very good and is getting every day better and better. We launched the warranty, which is also great. And in the future, there will come up a lot of new things we are going to launch. So yes, I would say definitely we reached our targets, our goals and our dreams.
But I don't suppose you're satisfied yet, and there will be more to come from you.
I would say a research and development guy or nerd like me is never satisfied. He will never sit.
And that's exactly where I want to take it.
Yeah, never lean back. So in my mind, this is like Alexander knows that when we are traveling around, we have so many ideas. I have to bring that on the road. So yeah. A hard way to bring all the future ideas on the road, but we will bring...
That was exactly what I was going to ask Alex, was how does Nico cope with failure? So if you are not achieving something or if things don't work out, is Nico a good boss? Is he easy to work for, or do you get a tough time?
Every morning when I come in the company, I ask, and did you get your numbers? And when I didn't get the numbers, he started to choke me. No, it's the atmosphere here in the company, what they built, the founders, is absolutely work-life balance. We are eager to be a part of it, to work with them together, to build this on the next level, to with our experience, what we have from the international market, to support this company to reach the targets. And the working environment is great, it's wonderful, and especially when I'm on a business trip with Nico, and every time a new guy is starting. So when you get the chance to go on the business trip with Nico, who's one of the co-founder, so do it, because you learn a lot, and you also have a very deep discussion about the whole thematic about batteries, high voltage batteries, but also you will have a lot of fun.
And that's the third time that you've used the F word, fun. It's critical, Paul, isn't it? We talk about this a lot, that fun is intrinsic to everything that you do in your work when you choose to do the things that matter.
Yeah, if you have fun at work and every time you have fun, it's easy. It's easy for the human being to work on that or to, whatever you're doing. Yeah,
yeah. Paul's fun.
Am sometimes, yeah.
When he's asleep.
Rude. I'm fun because everybody finds it really easy to make fun at me. But so, Nico, this is something that you fostered and brought into the business. You know, clearly when I've spoke to Alexandra and Alexander about you, yeah, we've talked about you. It's quite clear that they see you as somebody that enjoys life, has a lot of fun. Where did this come from? Because obviously you were nerdy, geeky, and not typically associated with fun and adventurous. But we've talked offline before, and we've obviously seen you create this bike. I presume to get to the next village, you know, because you were up a hill and down a dale, you'd thought, oh, I'm going to go on an electric bike. But what is it that was in your upbringing and as you went through school and into maybe university, I'm assuming, how did this fun nature, adventurousness sort of come about?
I think I was born with that, and also with that. I think you cannot train that. Yeah. So that behavior, I'm nearly sure for that. Yeah. And all the developing guys and all the people that love research, they also have a lot of fun, but they never give up. They never stop working. That's also how I behave, yeah. But I was born with that, yeah.
Yeah, I would say. But is it that work and life sort of merging? It's not separate. you know, you're having fun, you're coming up with ideas, you're executing the ideas, it's still part of you. It seems to be like you were built that way, just to do both at the same time.
Yeah, so I cannot say more about that. So I think I didn't. It should merge, and it must merge. Yes, of course. Yeah, and also the family has to give that possibility. Of course. Yeah, I have two children, so I could combine that the last 30 years quite good. But please ask my girlfriend for that. Maybe in the next episode. She's also happy in my children. No, but of course you have to have also your downtime. You have to relax in the meantime. That's also important. Yeah, you have to make great holidays, like traveling around, doing whatever. And yeah, of course, sport. I love sport, and doing sport is like very important, I assume. And I think, at least for me, it was one of the important things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, you've definitely created a fabulous environment in that business. And it feels to me that, you know, with this really strong foundation of testing and battery knowledge, battery chemistry knowledge, and all of those good things, and then a passionate team, it seems that you're getting out far beyond anybody else, really. I mean, globally. And you know, we know about Avalu in the UK. You're in all the big accounts. Is there anywhere that you're yet to break through in and you really want to get through? How's America for Avalu? Because they're a bit challenging when it comes to electric vehicles. What's the next steps for Avalu?
Well, America is a very interesting country, and we are since 1 year there. And I would say America, for example, all over America, it's like Europe 10 years ago. So they're very on a low level, of course. Yeah. You know, only some cities are using battery electric freight vehicles, and also the distances there. I think that makes it a little bit more, I wouldn't say complicated, but more interesting how they handle that. So the longer distances, are they switching them to the airplane? So, or what if they're using more and more battery electrified vehicles? But maybe, Alexander, you're also very familiar with that country and other countries and continents. So maybe you want to add something about other countries or continents as well.
As we see in the US, and one of our colleagues, new colleagues, started a couple of months ago, Brett Lippel. So he's the CEO of the US, and we've seen the attraction. And there's a huge influence also from the UK. For example, we closed a big account where the mother company is in the US. And now in the US, they're starting to think, of course, as Nico said. So the cycle is a little bit slower because there's this long distance and going with another view on electric vehicle, but it's also growing and it's starting. So, and this will be also one of our huge achievement. We have our own setup there. And then we also look into Asia. So, and we've seen there, especially when we're looking in pollution, especially in the Asian market, so that there are high voltage batteries needed. And there we go already on the next level. So in Japan, for example, we have the situation that they look in the second life of the battery. So, and this means after it was used in an EV. So we give them the whole battery diagnostic, and then they use it for power storage, for this, for that. So there's a lot of things ongoing around this high voltage battery, and also around the automotive industry.
Alexander. Yeah, that's a good point. And also reuse. So the reuse of the batteries, of the used batteries in the electric vehicle. What should we do if the OEM stops the production of battery modules? Then the reuse of, let's say, outside destroyed vehicles, rusty vehicles or whatever, the battery gets a new reuse in another vehicle of the same type.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Asia, and Paul and I were lucky enough to be in China at Auto China 2026 just recently in Beijing. And what we discovered there was that battery chemistries are changing so rapidly, and flash charging, you know, from 10 to 80% in 9 minutes is possible. I guess, Nico, that you already have to have an eye on what's happening in the new market, because that will become your next market. Is that right?
Absolutely. But like, I just will compare it to the past. Yeah. You're at that event there, you see things that are very new, but till they come to Europe, you know that lasts a lot of time. And you know also the fast charging, yeah, it's also a treatment, a worse treatment of the battery, of course. Yeah, fast charging is always bad. Yeah, so we will see what the future brings. But let's switch to the past. What new technology we have? Model S, still produced new, and the cell technology is like, or the cell format is like in the old cameras. So it's like 30 years old, the battery, 40 years. It was invented by Sony, by the way, that the cell, the first lithium battery. You can look in the internet for that. So, of course, the chemistry is changing, but we're also adapting to that. Yeah? We added years ago lithium iron phosphate batteries. We can easily add also lithium titanate batteries. That is not for the normal passenger cars, but for other vehicles that have a lot more cycles, for example, autobuses that will come up. Yeah? So we are always adding new technology quite easily. And it's very important. So you ask yourself, maybe how did we start with the flash test 3 years ago only, or 4 years ago? No, we didn't start with the flash test, with the very short test and detail test. We started with the premium test and monitoring of battery data. And that is a very important thing, because 8 years ago, we started collecting data, very detailed data, moving cars, charging cars, keeping the car over the night there. We grabbed all the data. And out of that really big data amount, I think it's more than 50 million kilometer data we already collected. And out of thousands of vehicles over 6-7 years, out of that, we were able to develop 4 years, 5 years ago, a flash test, because we always knew that's the need for the market out there, a very short but very precise test. And that's also the different. If somebody is telling we are doing that like Avilo, ask him where did he get, or the company get the data from? Where did he get the models, the mathematic models for the battery cells, for the battery pack and all that stuff? That's the thing. And nobody could really accelerate up to us. That's impossible, nearly. Because every day we are collecting other hundreds of thousands of kilometers out there. And therefore, I could say maybe there's also coming other tests in between a flash test and a premium test, maybe other stuff coming. So I just want to tease a little bit.
But I guess that that's really important, isn't it? You've got to always be like a step ahead. You can't, like you said, you never sit back. You can't sit back, because the market is moving fast, as we saw out in China. You know, they've got charging times down to below 4 minutes for, you know, some of the CATL batteries. And we saw BYD, as John suggested. You know, there is constantly changing, and you've got to constantly evolve as well, haven't you?
Yes, we are all never sitting still, and we are always working on new ideas. And of course, we have, for example, also we have a team of 8 people just trying to talk and learn the languages, so the protocol to the different cars. It's a team of 8 people working on that, on new vehicles, new cars. And we have a lot of data scientists adding more models, adding new technology, chemistries as well. And you always have to think of, there will not come a huge step of chemistry change tomorrow. There will come smaller steps. Yeah? Think of the solid state battery. Every month, I got it, that company got it. Where is the car? I can't see it. So there will be hybrids of solid and non-solid state batteries, and they will come up year by year. So like I said, Model S is still using the same cell shape like 40 years ago. So it was already 40 years ago not that bad, I would say. And it was getting better. So we have now 3 times more energy density in the cell format, in the same one. So it's great. But always think of 40 years of developing phase. Huh?
Yeah, certainly something that we saw, because, you know, I think it was BYD started out creating batteries in 1995, didn't they? And then there was other companies that we heard when we were over there, their stories. And it has taken such a long time. However, I mean, I first drove an electric van in 2004 in Germany. It was in Germany. So the vehicle had been in Germany. It was a left-hand drive and came to the UK. Then we launched the Vito e-cell van in 2008. We've seen that. They were terrible vehicles. They didn't go very far. And I'm sure the battery's given up the ghost already. But it's a fascinating market and a fascinating journey. And it is exciting for us to be able to be on that journey with you guys and looking at this. And I'm excited to be doing it for real in the electric van world. And Alex is going to pop over and see me soon. So I'm excited for that. But what would you guys like to leave us as a message? Just, you know, what are the things that are really front of mind for you that we've perhaps not covered yet?
Let me get one message also for the market and so to protect the market. So a solid company like Avilo, so the biggest department is the technical department. So the sales department is quite small and set on the technical department. And we are more ambassadors instead of salespeople to bring the brand into the market. And when you have this balance, you are working for a real company instead of you have 100% sales, you know it from real estate, so just selling also with the rubbish stuff. So you need the balance. And I think before you trust a company for battery diagnostic, right? So check the company, check the background, and check us because we are telling the truth all the time.
Very good, Alexander. Really good. Yeah.
He's fighting for that money that he lost earlier on. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Great.
Well, signature, guys, the employee.
Yeah. Well, guys, listen, we have a closing tradition on the EV Cafe podcast, and it's very special. Now, even though I'm on the move, because I'm not in my normal office, we have the EV Cafe magic wand. There it is. Lightning bolt. There you go. And Nico, you're going to get this. Alexander has had his go. He doesn't get to do it. So this is coming to you.
I didn't get it. I'm just an employee.
Yeah. If you did get it, you should have used it to change your status.
Let's go to the HR department later on.
Indeed. Anyway, here it comes. It's all the way over to you.
Great. I
Nico,
would take it.
There you go. You got it. So, Nico, tell us, if you had one wish, and well, you have one wish now because you're empowered with the EV Cafe magic wand. What would that one wish be? I mean, it could be anything, right? But, you know, we've had all kinds of wonderful things like personal chefs and world peace is sorted. So, you know, Donald Trump and Iran don't need to worry anymore. World peace has been asked for. What do you, what would you wish for?
Well, the world peace, of course. No, like everybody, I assume, yeah. No, that's one of the important things. No, I would like to have still fun at work. And my company, that's one of the most important things. And of course, I want to convince all the people out there and to gain the trust on electric battery electrified vehicles. That's very important because with more trust, you feel more comfortable when you buy a car, when you sell a car, when you use the car. You shouldn't be afraid of driving the car with the right tools, I would say. And it's not only Avilo test, it's also a good garage that can repair the battery, that can be repair the electric vehicle. Yeah? That's everything is building up trust. Yeah? And of course, Avilo testing equipment and system is helping you. Flash test, premium test, whatever the customer needs or the reseller needs. Yeah?
I heard, John, I heard fun and trust. I mean, listen, that is a really powerful kind of combination for any business, isn't it? Have fun, build trust, amazing.
I would say it is the foundation of the off-edge company. That's also the most important foundation, yeah.
And I think what is important here is that we talk a lot about battery management. What Avilo provide is battery leadership. And there is a massive difference between management ticking boxes and saying, yes, I've done that test, to leadership, where you give every ounce of your being to getting the right answer that's accurate, trustworthy, and guaranteed. And I have to say that I've never seen nerdiness delivered with so much passion. What a team of guys. What a team of people. And we've met a few now. And what I find fascinating is that your passion, Nico, flows through all of the people that we have come in contact with from Avalo, as does the integrity and the trust, the honesty, the humor. You are a battery leader.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
He's humble too. Yeah. Humble. Yeah, whatever.
But do you know what? I think what stood out for me today, I mean, other than this very human founder, And by human, I'd take that as a big compliment. You know, I think it's...
Of course, somebody, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because, well, because some people are just a bit inhuman, aren't they? They're just not, they're not in touch with themselves, with their employees, their colleagues, I'm sure. But you clearly are. But the other thing that I'm loving is the scale. Because this is not just a few people kind of tinkering, like perhaps you, when you built your bike on your own in a little village in Austria, you know,
some months ago.
A couple of years, yeah, not far. But you've now kind of come to this place from a very humble small start, but now there is scale behind this business. And I don't think people understand that. And I think that's one fact that I would call out, that you have built something of scale on something that barely anybody thought was important a short while ago. But if you were to ask anybody on the street today, and I ask a lot of people, because obviously I'm in the business of communicating this importance of the used vehicle market, both in the car world, but also in the van world, to really communicate the importance of it. And everybody says, oh, well, I need confidence in the battery. Everybody. There is nobody that wouldn't say, I want, you know, if you can give me a certificate, if you can tell me how good it is, and even better still, warranty it, fine, I'll take one. I'll take two. I'll take 10. Because it gives confidence. And I appreciate that. And I'm very grateful for what you guys have done. Really good.
Okay, then I sent you 2 units. Perfect.
Excellent. This is a successful podcast. Good stuff. Well, guys, listen, thank you so much. Nico, it has been a real pleasure to spend some time with you. The stuff that was off air was just as good and enlightening and fun as we've had on air. And Alexander, great to see you as always. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in the UK. And Nico, listen, you're welcome too. You can come to my little humble garage in Bedfordshire. You'd be very welcome.
Maybe we should come in a double package. Then it's maybe much, 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 much funnier.
Well, anything that you can do to improve Alexander would be welcome. So that's fine. But guys, listen, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. We're really grateful, but also more importantly, insightful and confidence and trust building. So we're very grateful. Listen, everybody, look, do reach out to Nico. Nico, on LinkedIn, are you Nicholas? In terms of your full
Nicholas,
name,
Nicholas. Nicholas.
Meyerhofer. So all be in the, and all the links will be put. And similarly, follow Avalu and Alexander. Connect with those guys. And obviously, if you've enjoyed this podcast, there is plenty more for you to go and listen to. So head over to the website. You can pick one of them there. Also, you can watch them on at YouTube. So do connect in all of our social media. And in the meantime, until next time, have a great day.